Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say take care in Chinese. We have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
Hi, 小兰，你好。
Right, we know Chinese people, they care about your well-being, your health a lot. So by saying 你好, we already say you well.
That's right.
And that's the greeting when we open a conversation. But then when we finish meeting each other or when we finish the email nowadays or with the text messages, we often say take care in Chinese, of course. And the way we say that, we say 保重。
保重。
保重。And it's not really direct translation from take care.
Yeah.
But it's the expression people use to express, I wish you well and take care of yourself. So, 保重。
保重。
保重。保。
保。
Is the first character that means to protect. 保。
If you were going to use an English word, it's like bowing to someone. So, 保。
It
is. Using the second tone?
It's a third tone.
Third tone, so a bit deeper than the second tone.
That's right. A bit 保。
保。
Going down and up. 保。
保。
保 is to protect. And 重 is an interesting word. It actually means heavy.
Heavy?
Heavy. 重。
重。
重, like something very heavy. 重。
重。
It's a fourth tone, so we go down. 重。
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 So if my suitcase was really heavy, I would say, ah, oh, this suitcase is 好重。
好重, exactly. 好, we know it's good, and here that means very, so very heavy. 好重。
好重。
好重, your suitcase is very heavy, or I feel I'm so heavy, 我好重。
我好重。
Yeah, that means I weigh a ton. So, 我好重。So, 保重 is not to protect or preserve the weight.
Okay.
It means take care.
Take care. So it's the same sentiment as take care.
It is. And I guess because in ancient time, when people lose weight, that means that they are not in good health.
So it's going back to a bit of the history where in Chinese culture, where it's really important to ask somebody if they've eaten. It's that same kind of thing, is it? Just
it
checking
is.
Whether this person's going to survive. You know, I'm caring about you by whether you've had your dinner or not.
It
or,
is. Yeah. It is. And yeah. Then just like when you say 你好, you well, you good.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you meet up with your friends, the first thing they often say, hey, have you eaten? It's not really because they care about which meal you have eaten. It's more about caring whether or not you have been fed properly, because survival was the key
yeah.
matter in yeah. the past. And then 保重, to preserve your weight, is the same thing. Or if you can look at from the opposite way, to say someone who is skinny, we say 好瘦。瘦 is actually the character describing a person who looks ill and then getting skinnier.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's the correlation in the ancient time.
Yep.
And in modern time, it's opposite because of diabetes and lifestyle, yeah. the lifestyle disease. But in the ancient days, a lot of people, they got skinnier because of illness.
Right.
Yeah. So keeping your weight,
yeah.
it's the way of showing that you are healthy. So 保重, take care.
保重。
保重。And it's very useful. You use that for almost daily basis. Hello, say 你好. And when you say bye-bye, you say 保重. You can use that to replace 再见.
Ah, okay.
Take care.
A different way of saying that. So can you write this in a message? Can you say it? Is
yes.
there a difference?
It's yes, you can say that in a verbal way.
Yep.
You can also either over the telephone or a real meeting, you say 保重. Or
yep.
in the emails, at the end of the message, after whatever you want to say,
yep.
you say 保重.
Okay.
And yeah. it doesn't mean that the person is not well, but if the
yeah.
person is not well, you can still say that. If you know
okay.
your friend just caught a cold or they're just recovering from surgery,
yeah.
you can say, hey, 保重.
Right. Look after your health.
Look after your health, and it's super useful.
Yeah.
And you can use that, and it's very elegant and also very simple way to say 保重.
保重.
保重. And then if you know your friend caught a cold, you say 保重. And if you know they are very well and sound and happy, you can still say 保重.
Can still say it.
That's right. Great. So thank you very much, Jesse, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we learn how to say take care in Chinese. 保重。
保重。
Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 保重。
保重。Take care.
Take care.